let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
All right. Hello, everybody. This is Danny Milliken with Home Show. Oh, excuse me. Oh, my gosh. That was gross and rude. I'm sorry. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. This is Home Show Radio. So we have the Garden Pros time from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. And our whole goal is to help you become a better gardener. We do that by offering just amazing advice from local experts. Our local experts are professionals at gardening, hence the name Garden Pros. I've spent a career doing this, working for conservation, doing horticulture, really getting deep in the soil. And then, man, our knowledge experts, they know so much. So we're here to help you out, here to help you answer your questions, try to cover topics that are timely and helpful. And we really want to talk gardening. And we want to talk to you. So give us a call, ask us a question, 713-572-4610. Any gardening topic goes, from trees to roots. You know, annuals, perennials, vegetables, all of it, all big fans of it. That's what we're doing. Again, I think every week's a great show because our garden pros are warm, kind, knowledgeable people, and it's just a joy to be on with them. So this show, pretty great. The first hour, we've got Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens, one of our co-op members, Warren Southern Gardens, great place to get up there. And then in the second hour, we have Sherry Hera from Plants for All Seasons. Again, another great garden pro. So we're going to bring Diane in now. Diane Bolanowski, hello. How are you?
Good morning.
Good.
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm pretty excited that we have a forecast for rain this evening.
Oh, I missed that. I stopped looking. I just hope.
Oh, man, not me. I'm like, when's it going to rain again? Every few seconds. Because sometimes, like, if you're on the weather app, and you check it, it'll like say what it was, and it'll change right in front of your eyes. And you're like, yes, 23%. It was at 21%. Anyway, but yeah, no, forecasted for some rain this evening, which, you know, makes today an even better day to garden, right? I mean, it's really great to garden before the rain.
Yes, it is.
I love the kind of reality that when rain falls, it's charged. So it actually like bears an electrical charge. A lot of nutrient exchange that happens in the soil happens because electrical charge interchanges kind of the molecules from, you know, one part of the soil to another part of the soil or one part of the soil to the roots. That's why we get such a green boost on our plants when we get a nice heavy-duty rain. So it's like you want to put new plants in, really give them the best treatment that could be possible. You do it before a rain. Which, you know, it's just such a cool little fact that happens where the water falls down and miraculously our plants are green. But it's not miraculous. It's science. Like a lot of this stuff, it's explainable. You know, the idea that people have a black thumb or a green thumb kind of based on genetics or some secret information, this isn't true. So what you and I are both believers that those black thumbs can turn into green thumbs just with a little bit of support and help.
That is true.
So give me a... you know what? Let's hold on a second. We're going to take a quick break and be back. And then you're going to give me some of your best tips for prepping the bed for the fall before we jump into kind of our topic on fall color, perennial color, and annual color. So, you know, start getting those two tips in mind before we take this break. Easy to give a tip that I believe in, and that's using MicroLife. I am an avid vegetable gardener. I have 16 by 4 beds. So it's a lot of vegetable space. I produce a lot of food. We don't buy that many vegetables at my house. Man, if I could grow cheese in there, I would. But the big secret to my success is, you know, always start. There's three secrets to my success. Always start with excellent soil, no matter what. Spend time out there, even if it's just reading or listening to the Astros game on the radio or anything. Spend time out in your garden. And the third is use MicroLife in the garden. So every time I, you know, put in a new plant or put down seeds, I'm putting in MicroLife. Every month or so, I do a light scattering. Kind of what I like to do is reduce the amount that it says to put out, but increase the rate. So I'm putting it more often at less. And it's just so great because if you have good soil, it's so good at maintaining and improving it because it feeds the microbes in the soil, and it adds a ton of important minerals. The plants, you know, they used to think that plants needed like 7 minerals, and that was it. Now that number is up to like 60. And pretty soon, when someone asks a question, how many minerals does a plant need? And the answer will just be, all of them. It needs all the minerals. Well, MicroLife has over 100 minerals in it. Plant accelerators, essential probiotics for the soil, all the stuff that really, when it comes to veggie beds, man, you got to have the good stuff, and MicroLife has the good stuff. Another glorious thing about using MicroLife in veggie beds, and the reason I love it, is I can handle it with no gloves. If my dog sneaks out there and gets a chomp or two, like I don't have to, you know, immediately run to the vet. And it's just really great stuff. It's made for life, you know, the name MicroLife really like that life part of it is kind of a key element. So I look for it at your favorite nursery. All the Garden Pro locations have it. So run up to one of those and get it. They have a ton of different products. Check them out. MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Southwest Fertilizer. Sounds like the perfect place to find fertilizer. Yep, we do that. Southwest Fertilizer is also the perfect place for lawn and garden tools, organic supplies, the place to get your lawnmower fixed, blade sharpened, grab some wild bird feed, or simply find the perfect gift for your favorite gardener. Come see us at Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick. It's worth the trip. Bet you'll love what you find. Southwest Fertilizer. That's southwestfertilizer.com.
You want your garden and lawn to look fantastic? Choose the experts that Danny trusts to help your flowers flourish and your grass grow.
Nelson Plant Food. Feed your plants. They're hungry. Nature's Way Resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns.
Now, more with the Home Show Garden Pros. Here's Danny Milliken.
And Diane Bolanowski, the amazing Diane Bolanowski, is here from Warren Southern Gardens. Diane, you like flowers?
I do.
Give me two of your garden turnover tips. So you're coming. These are like if you have three, it's totally great. I'd love to hear them. But you know, like you're transitioning from the fall garden to the summer garden, and you know, like you know what to do. It's second nature to you. But a lot of you know the good folks out there, they're new at it. They want to be good at it. They want to learn how to do it. And so, yeah, what gives us those three top tips for transitioning the garden?
Well, one of the things that I think is really important to do and a lot of people don't think about is fall cleanup. So right now is a really good time to clean up your garden and kind of see what you're working with. Some things might look rough, but once you get in there and start doing a thorough cleanup, you might find that there are some plants, like some of your really hardy perennials, like your salvias, they're actually in really good shape. And so getting in there, seeing, you know, what issues you have, cleaning up the debris underneath your shrubs and plants and, you know, putting down compost, that's a really good first step. Make sure that, you know, when you clean up your debris, hopefully you have at least a small compost pile so you don't, you know, make waste of that organic material because, you know, it makes great compost. Another thing that I like to do, and I do it usually twice a year in the late winter, early spring, and in fall, is put down Texas green sand. And I love Texas green sand. It's very high in iron and trace minerals and potassium. Mm. Sometimes it's used as a, in winterizers. It increases the hardiness of plants. A lot of times it's also used in sick tree and plant therapy. And it's kind of one of those magical ingredients that I really think increases the health and vigor of plants. So it's a good thing to put down before we go into what we call the winter season. That along with using liquid seaweed, I usually give, you know, my plants a dose of liquid seaweed, before I get started.
Right. Right. I mean, I love those things. The cool thing about a cleanup, if you are the one doing it, is that you notice so much when you like disturb the mulch a little bit that's been there all summer. You kind of see some of the life that's happening right under it. You know, it's like you get to experience a whole other thing when you do some of that deeper cleanup, that removing of dead plants. And I love how you like actual minerals. Does that make sense? Like green sand is like their actual, you know, it's rocks, you know, tiny, tiny little rocks in sand form. But it's a whole different mineral pack. And by putting it in there in the whole pack, you let, you know, nature take its course. You let nature kind of do its thing. And you let those microbes in the soil and the fungi that's in the soil especially break down those minerals and start to share them around everything. And, you know, bacteria live a few hours. So bacterial gets a little chunk of that green sand. It travels on, gets eaten by a protozoa. Then boom, like the mineral now has become plant usable instantly. And it's just so cool because it's like such a easy way, safe way, and a really good working way to get it back in there. Do you guys sell green sand? Do y'all sell it in bags?
We do. We sell it in small 5-pound bags, and we also sell it in 40-pound bags.
Oh, right.
And also it's great to put down on your lawn.
Yeah, the same thing, right? Is that it's not going to burn anything. It can't hurt anything. It's just minerals, like, ready to be eaten.
Right. And another reason I like to use it is because gardenias have sort of a second glory in the fall. And a lot of our acid-loving plants, like camellias, sometimes they have issues with getting the iron that they need. And I find that a lot of people have trouble when they apply iron. They usually overdo it.
Oh, right.
And green sand is a natural source of iron, and the plant can take what it needs as it needs it. So, it's hard to go wrong with it.
That's awesome. I love the idea of a second glory, you know, that like once it cools down a little bit, boom, you have this new explosion. One thing that I always like want people to be aware of and want to hear from you a little bit about is this kind of like we see this unique stress that happens. The plants are like clenched up for the 95 degree and above weather. They're like locking in their nutrients and they're like not trying to grow very much. They're like handling the stress by being all clenched up. And once it starts cooling down and we start getting a little rainy season again, they unclench a little bit. And when they do that, you start seeing a whole new group of health problems that are just related to the summer stress, but it's after the summer stress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so what are kind of like, let's say someone's, you know, finally seeing some damage on Pittosporum, something like that, just kind of a hardy evergreen plant that's maybe facing some summer stress, but not doing it until it cools off. You know, what are you putting around those? What are you kind of doing as your, you know, summer remediation, but for the fall, you know?
Well, I'm an organic gardener, so I believe in, you know, kind of letting nature take its course and slow kind of recuperation. So any plant stress like that, one, putting down compost, using green sand. Sometimes I like to use cottonseed meal, cleaning up underneath the plants, increasing the health of the soil. You talked about microlife. Microlife, I love. It's a great fertilizer, but it's also a soil conditioner. So there's all kinds of, it's just chock full of good stuff. So really I'm all about soil health. And, you know, just like humans, you know, we're stressed out from the heat and it takes a while, but, usually once we recuperate, you know, we're okay. So I just kind of do the things that I know, contribute to good overall health, the cleanup, the putting down of the compost, a lot, you know, green sand, and then I cross my fingers.
Yeah, so really what you're talking about is, you know, improving the biome around the plant's roots and giving the plant good nutrition.
That's right.
Basically the same thing you would do with yourself if you felt yourself kind of feeling sickness happen, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of summertime, a lot of people are taking vacations, and, you know, you can't take your plants to Mexico or to Cancun or, you know, to the Rocky Mountains. Not something you can do. But you can give it that nutritional boost that really is so, so valuable. Well, you can join the conversation. You can jump in here talking about plant nutrition. I'm going to get into fall color a little bit. That phone number is 713-572-4610. We are talking with the wonderful Diane Bolanowski, and we're taking a quick break. We got plenty of Diane still to come. Truly a knowledge expert in this area of gardening, organic gardening, really caring for the whole plant from roots to growth tips, the whole thing. So stick around. And you will enjoy it. Again, that number, 713-572-4610. We are Home Show Garden Pros.
That looks fun.
I enjoy it year-round.
Maybe why you and Dad started Nelson Water Gardens?
Hands in the dirt.
Things growing.
Changes you.
Ponds and water.
Changes your whole yard.
Creates a peaceful backyard getaway.
Anytime you want.
From a big pond.
To a pot garden.
Maybe a disappearing fountain.
We've been doing this 20 years.
Practically my whole life.
Nelson Water Gardens is a member of our family.
It's why folks say, this feels like home.
And find something worth taking home.
She's Anita.
He's Peter.
We're at NelsonWaterGardens.com.
You can find us.
Cherry buys concrete. Cracked, stained, worn-out concrete. You don't want it, but Cherry Companies does. They buy and recycle your old concrete. Driveways, patios, even old foundation slabs. Cherry buys concrete. It's good for you, your pocket, and our environment. Cherry wants to recycle concrete you don't want. Learn more at cherrycompanies.com or call 713-987-0000. That's 713-987-0000. Call Cherry and get rid of your old concrete today.
Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right, Home Show Garden Pros here with Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens, the knowledgeable, super knowledgeable Diane Bolanowski. This is Danny Milliken.
Morning.
Good morning. Yes, well, you know, yes, exactly. It really is, though. Really is morning out there. Really is. So we're talking about getting ready for fall, recovering for summer a little bit, what you can do to kind of like really improve health plants from the root to the tip. You can join the conversation, 713-572-4610, 713-572-4610. Here to join the conversation right now is Ralph. Ralph, what's your question? You're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning there. I have a big vegetable garden, and I never heard this green, whatever she's talking about, the green stall put to my garden. But what this is thought here, I got all the weeds are out. It's 70 by 30. It's a big, big vegetable garden.
Wow, man, nice. You got a lot of produce coming out of that, huh, Ralph?
Yes.
So, Ralph, sounds like you're asking about green sand. I know you know what a green thumb is because I know you got one, buddy. But Diane, you want to tell Ralph a little bit about what green sand is and how he can use it?
Yeah, green sand is, it's a naturally occurring, I believe it's harvested from the ocean floor. I know there's certain areas where it's more prevalent. They have Texas green sand. I know some is harvested in New Jersey. It's very high in iron and trace minerals. And also in potassium, so it helps the roots of your plants toughen up and become more efficient, and helps your plants, you know, get trace minerals and iron. Sometimes that's hard for them to get. You can work it into your garden bed, probably in a bed that size, maybe 20 pounds. It doesn't burn, so that's not something that you have to worry about. But you can work it into the existing bed along with some compost, and I would also recommend probably working some expanded shale in there, just for increased drainage. But it's one of my favorite things to use. I've seen really good results, and I just think it helps with the hardiness and vigor, overall.
It's it really is like a very effective mineral pack to add. I just listened to an incredible speaker, Betsy Ross, who's a cattle rancher, does grass-fed cattle, but she's been restoring prairies for a long time, worked on the George Bush Library in the, you know, beautiful prairie that's up there. But she was talking about how trace minerals are just, they're lacking. It's an underrated element to all kinds of gardening. So, Ralph, you want to get more trace minerals in there, and I think green sand is one of the easiest and most effective ways to get in there. So thanks so much, Ralph, for calling. Always good to hear from you, bud. Yeah. So you just sprinkle it on, right? I mean, it's basically, it's kind of the consistency of sand.
Right. It's very fine. And I don't believe in over, I don't till very much. I just lightly work in my amendments in. So I would just put it down along with shale and some compost and kind of, I twist it in.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, I'll just use a hand trowel or a shovel and then just twist it into the bed.
Yeah, awesome. Well, that's wonderful. That is wonderful. Thanks, Ralph. Called in 713-572-4610. We love Ralph. Ralph, I love, well, you know, Ralph's a vegetable gardener. Always has great questions. Love that he is a regular caller. So, Ralph, if you're out there, hey, we love you, buddy. We're going to go to another caller. Sam, what is your question on Home Show Garden Pros?
Hello, morning. I have this bottle brush tree plant. Shrub, I'm not exactly sure what it is, but during last winter, it took a real beating, and it used to be bright red, and used to have lots of bees around it, and now, it's there. We've trimmed off some of the dead ends, but it hasn't did a lot. It does have some of that green, I don't know what you call it, but they're very strong green, like little leaves type things.
Yeah.
And I don't know what else to do with it.
Well, what have you done so far?
Like I'm sorry?
What have you done so far?
Well, I've watered it, fairly well. I know that they're pretty, I guess, drought resistant, if that's right.
Yeah.
I've watered it. I've pruned it up. I haven't added a lot of amendments to it. I don't know what to add or what to do to it.
Okay. Well, Diane, what you got for him? It sounds like it's a dwarf bottle brush.
Bottle brush kind of took a beating the last 2 years. It is a very tough plant. It likes it, on the dry side. It likes really good drainage. And I really just think with the last 2 years with Harvey, and then we had pretty excessive rain the year before, that I don't know when you put it in, but it just seems to have taken a beating. We've had a lot of customers that had issues with it this year. And I think sometimes our plants toughen up, and try to roll with the punches that we have here in Houston. And then, the weather switches on them. And so, we had a lot of moisture last year. And sometimes plants take time, to get back to, their the way that they used to be. So what I would do probably is put down, use some liquid seaweed on it, do it now, do it again in 2 weeks, and probably again in another 2 weeks, put down some MicroLife to help condition the soil and get some good stuff in there, put down some compost, and just be patient. Make sure that it's draining well. Pull back on the water as we go into the fall season, and if you don't see any real new growth in spring, and you can repeat this again in early spring, maybe it's not going to come back, but okay. I think if you give it a chance and do those steps, we have seen them kind of flush back out, some that we've had on property that looked kind of rough. So I think be patient and use liquid seaweed, MicroLife, compost, and I think you might get some good results.
So that's a great word. That's a really great word. One kind of really underrated thing, Diana, and Sam too, especially Sam. Diana, I know you know this, is that those dry weather plants, really to survive in Houston, they have to have amazing drainage. Mm-hmm. And so, kind of waterways, we can do drainage, we can make an expensive sump, or we can kind of adjust our soils so they drain more. And the best way to do that is high humic acid kind of products. And you can buy humates or humic acid as a product. There's lots of kind of ways to do it. With something that's struggling, the highest kind of humic acid loaded product is compost. It has a ton of humic acid in it, more than any other product, basically, and it's naturally formed humic acid. It's ready to bond to something. And, you know, when we talk about compost, we love Nature's Way compost, best in the business. And with something like bottle brush that's going to be an arid-loving plant, and you really can overwater it very, very easily, especially when you're dealing with the compaction that we've just been through with Harvey, and a lot of our soils, they haven't been uncompacted. They're not going to uncompact accidentally, right? They're going to have to do it with our help. So I'm suggesting to Sam and everybody else that if you're dealing with arid plants, the number one thing you want to do is increase drainage. And my kind of suggested easiest way is to add humates, add humic acid. Compost has a ton of it. Also, you'll be adding the microlife, right? Not the microlife, the microbes, the living entity in the soil that's in compost will go also down into the new holes you're making. So with arid plants, that's so key because their roots go the roots want to go deep to find deep water. They don't want to sit in water. So you got to have that drainage. So easiest, best way to get compost is Nature's Way Resources. You get up there, you get a load, you can buy their bags anywhere, and it will help you improve your soil drainage, help you improve the amount of water you put on your lawn. You won't need as much fertilizer because of the amazing stuff that's in compost, and your plants will look a ton healthier. So Nature's Way Resources, best way to make drainage happen better in your lawn. I would definitely say and put some around those bottle brush shrubs that are struggling. So they got a bunch of other products. They have a vegetable mix. They got a lawn mix. They got a divot mix. They even have a green roof mix, a lightweight mix that can go on top of condos and buildings and stuff like that. Pretty amazing. All made with organic products. All really good stuff, totally safe for kids and pets. So search naturesway.resources.com to find their compost. They're up kind of north of the Woodlands, but man, it's a great spot. They also have a beautiful nursery up there, great selection of native plants. So I just search their website, naturesway.resources.com, and I learn more about their product.
First impressions say a lot. A sinking sidewalk or driveway says your home looks tired, unsafe, old. We say, fix it for less than replacement. We're Concrete Raising Corporation, lifting Houston neighbors like you since 1994. Our trained techs know just where to drill and pump traditional grout or advanced foam products to raise sidewalks, driveways, and patios. Level and true. Mess-free. Finished in hours. What do you say about that? Concrete Raising Corporation. Find us online at crc-houston.com.
What is Home Show Radio? On Saturday mornings from 7 to 9, it's helping you to become a better gardener with the Garden Pros.
Is it too late or is it too hot right now for me to lay down fertilizer for my yard?
And from 9 to noon, it's Tom Tynan with answers to your home improvement questions.
Well, I was just wondering if that thing's going to air condition the outside or what that stray duct is for.
Home Show Radio, Saturdays 7 a.m. to noon and Sundays 8 to 11 on Sports Radio 610. Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
And we're back! Home Show Garden Pros. This is Danny Milliken here with expert gardener Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens. Diane, say hi to the nice people.
Hello.
So glad you're here. Okay. I cleaned my beds out recently, and salvias looked healthy, so I gave them a little, like, 2-inch haircut. And, oh, man, they're already pushing up new flowers.
Salvias are great. They're one of my very favorites. There's so many to choose from.
Yeah, they really are so great. So great. They're a great plant. Love them so much. We're going to jump into them a little bit deeper. This is Home Show Garden Pros. Our phone number, 713-572-4610. Love for you to join the conversation. Talking fall flowers. Transitioning over to fall flowers now. Talking with Diane Bolanowski about that. 713-572-4610. So salvia is one of your favorite kind of perennial flowers. They will flower pretty hardy in the fall?
Yeah, they flower usually. There are some varieties that I've had flower through Christmas. You know how mild we are. So the Salvia greggi's, which sometimes they call autumn sage. So they have sort of a second bloom cycle through fall. And there's a really fantastic one that's on the newer side called Radio Red. And mine has been through Harvey. It's been through the cold, you know, that we had last season. Oh, it's just a powerhouse, and it's bloomed pretty much nonstop since, you know, early spring this year. So that's one of my favorites. I also love Mystic Spire Salvia. There's another variety called Indigo Spires that's really enormous, and it's a beautiful plant, but it's really big. But Mystic Spires is a smaller version. By smaller, I mean, you know, it's about 4 foot, four foot wide, maybe a little bit bigger, probably. But I've had that plant just bloom through Christmas, and the bees love it, and it's just very pretty and very reliable.
The bees love it is pretty true for all salvia.
True.
They're a great way to bring them in. And, yeah, they're just so consistent. We had the Amistad at McGovern Centennial Gardens. Yeah, and that was like a six-footer, get really wide and big. It just, you know, and then the dark purple, you know, like really like – kind of almost like flashy. It was just, the purple was so dark on it. I loved it so much. Really just a great plant. Also up there, I have a Hamelia, which I also did a little bit cut back on. But I did that a couple weeks ago because I wanted to have flowers early in the fall, you know, in case we had any straggler butterflies flying through.
Right.
Would it be kind of the same approach with Hamelia?
Yeah. And just, you mentioned the Amistad. I just have to say that it's been, I have had so many hummingbirds this year. And, you know, I usually get a few.
Yeah.
But I have a beautiful specimen of Amistad salvia, and I have it very close to where I like to hang out on my patio. And it's just been hummingbirds galore all season.
Wow.
I've never had this many before, so I highly recommend if you are trying to attract hummingbirds, you know, using the Amistad.
That's an awesome word. That's so great. Well, we're talking fall color, 713-572-4610. We'd love for you to join the conversation with Diane and I. She's talking about a big flowering shrub called Amistad salvia. I'm talking about a big flowering shrub called Hamelia. They're both Texas natives, or relative to Texas natives, I guess. The Amistad's maybe not from Texas. But for those big, huge shrubs that are putting on a lot of flowers, they made a ton of flowers in spring. They took a break in summer. They're going to make a ton in fall. Well, they're hungry, right? They need kind of feeding. And when we feed these plants, we don't want to give them kind of like food that will damage the soil. We really want to hook them up. We want to give them really great food. And the best way that I've done it that's really worked for me is when it comes to these bigger shrubs especially, I actually kind of will lean towards rose food, hibiscus food. Really, I'm talking about the NutriStar from Nelson Plant Food and the kind of like stuff that's been geared specially for tropicals or evergreen shrubs works really great to resuscitate and pull back and rebloom. Also, these really bigger kind of special native shrubs. So the reason those work so well is because they're really geared to have special oriented soil focused soil quality minerals in them. So Dean Nelson, he's a chemist. He cares a ton about the type of minerals, the type of nutrients that he's putting in his NutriStar to feed the plants. And that's his big goal, to feed the plants, to care for the plants. And they know that if you damage the soil, you damage the plants. And so they specially crafted this kind of wonderful chemical fertilizer to support the soil in addition to feeding the plant. So I've had great success with it, especially on Hamelia. Hamelia looks like a tropical, right? It's got like really shiny leaves, tons of kind of unique cigar flowers. And so I lead toward using a tropical fertilizer on it, and it's really worked really, really well for me. So, you know, you may not be a tropical plant grower. You may be a native plant grower and growing plants for butterflies and bees and stuff like that. Well, if you're dealing with those big shrubs, you're dealing with big feeders, so you need a big fertilizer, and Nelson Plant Food NutriStar is that fertilizer. They're all over the place. Look for the Gold Star at our Home Show Garden Pro locations. They have them all. In fact, almost all of them also have where you can buy the jug of Nelson Plant Food and you can refill it. So you end up kind of saving the waste of the plastic and saving a little money by doing that. Pretty cool stuff. So find a store near you. You can see Nelson Plant Food's whole line of awesome products at visitnelsonplantfood.com, nelsonplantfood.com.
Native plants, hardy, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants, devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with houseplants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right. These are the Home Show Garden Pros. First garden pro here, Danny Milliken. And then our garden expert is here, Diane Bolanowski. Diane, so happy you're here. Diane, do I got you? I got some phone call.
Yes, I'm here. Sorry.
It's not the FBI call, and you're not caught up in all these investigations, are you?
I hope not.
Yeah, I hope not, too. But, you know, hey, you never know when that stuff's going to happen, right? There's probably some other Diane Bolanowski out there that's, you know, got you in a lot of trouble. So, well, Diane's getting arrested, so we're going to have to get her off the line. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Nobody's getting arrested. In fact, the only thing that we're going to arrest is the lack of healthy plants in your garden space, huh? That's called a segue. Okay, so this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. You can join our conversation, 713-572-4610, 713-572-4610. Diane has a ton of knowledge for you. She truly is a garden pro. We are really kind of climbing into this topic of flowers for the fall. So let's discuss annual flowers a little bit.
So fall is my favorite season. I'm really excited. A lot of nurseries, you know, in the north and the northeast, you know, after Halloween, Thanksgiving, they pretty much shut down. There's not a lot that they can grow, but winter and fall for us is really a fantastic season.
Absolutely.
for color. We have violas, or some people call them Johnny Jump Ups, and they're so cheerful. They come in so many different colors. They reseed through the season. They're very cold hardy. You can, you know, we could have a light snow, and once the sun comes out, they just pop or jump back up. The pansies, we have mums, you know, that will be coming through soon. Things like cyclamens, snapdragons.
Right.
There's just a lot, and the color palette is really fantastic. I really like fall, you know, the colors of fall. But there's so many choices. There's an old-fashioned plant that I love, and it performs so well in the fall, and we try to get people excited about it, and it's wallflower. Or erysimum, and it comes in yellow and orange and sometimes red tones, and it really is very tough, and it just blooms nonstop through fall. So that's another really pretty one to look out for. The lobelias, the alyssum. There's just a lot.
You had like a all-star list there. You know, it's like. Every pansies and violas and snapdragons and alyssum. I mean, that's like an all-star, like super incredible list. It's like a Valentine's Day movie, you know, like everybody's in it.
Right. And you could tell I love fall flowers.
Absolutely.
But I think the season is more reliable. We know we're going to have warm days, but, you know, we have cooler nights and cooler mornings, and the plants are just happier, and it's just more reliable, the weather.
Yeah, that's a really interesting thought that I've never even heard anybody say at all is, you know, when you're comparing fall to any other season, including spring, is that it's you can trust it. You know, you can kind of like really trust this track down, and the nights will cool off. I mean, tonight's low is 76, which is, you know, probably surprising to some people because it's not 80, 85 at night anymore. Like, it's starting to really cool off, and that's what those plants need to refresh is that cool night. So, I mean, that's a really interesting thought that I hadn't really discovered or really, you know, considered is the consistency of the fall.
Right, and I think plants like consistency.
Yeah. I know mine do. So do my friends and family and neighbors and stuff. But talking with Diane Bolanowski, 713-572-4610. We're going to take a quick break. Still to come, We got a good 16 minutes of Diane, and then we get Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons to kind of continue the conversation. Call in now, call in later. If you're holding online, we appreciate you, and we will get to you. Diane, thanks for being here, talking a little bit.
Thank you.
Rolling and playing in the grass, Cliff grew up loving lawns.
It's true.
Cliff believes everyone should have a barefoot-worthy lawn.
I do.
So much so, he made green grass his life's work.
Love it.
Through summer heat, winter chill, he nurtures and feeds lawns like yours year-round. That's why he named his business
Year-Round.
Dedicated to helping you enjoy truly green, healthy grass that begs for barefoot play year-round.
Naturally.
Call Cliff.
Come play.
There's still time. YearRoundHouston.com.
Do you own rental property or does it own you? Hi, I'm Bruce Lessie with Houston for Lease, giving you more lease with less stress. We find and screen quality tenants, manage your property, including midnight maintenance calls, all for one affordable fee. No add-ons, no surprise fees. That's more lease with less stress. Learn more at Houston4lease.com. Call me on my cell, 832-654-5670. And get your first month's fee free. Houston4lease.com.
You want your garden and lawn to look fantastic? Choose the experts that Danny trusts to help your flowers flourish and your grass grow.
MicroLife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Year round, organic lawn solutions safe for your pets and family.
Now, more with the Home Show Garden Pros. Here's Danny Milliken.
And Diane Bilanowski from Warren Southern Gardens. All right.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes. So we're here talking about kind of what you can do to make your fall garden pop. Good color items put out there. Diane loves this season. She's gave us an incredibly great list of plants to plant in there to, you know, really have that fall annual pop. Pretty amazing. You can join the conversation, 713-572-4610. Dan has called in now. We're going to go to Dan. Dan, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question?
Yes, we just started getting some hummingbird food and the feeders and things. And I would really like to know, I missed that, what that plant or what thing that she said that attracted so many hummingbirds this year.
Dan, the plant is called Amistad salvia. And it's a purple. It has a very purple bloom. And we have it now here at Warren's. And, you know, it's called Amistad salvia. A-M-I-S-T-A-D.
Okay, salvia. Okay. All right. And you have it where?
We have it here at Warren Southern Gardens here in Kingwood.
Warren's, yeah, like the first name.
Warren, okay.
Yeah, Dan, what part of town are you in?
I'm over in Liberty, but I've been having to go to the doctor over in Kingwood, so I would go by there.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, dealing with the doctors is difficult, always stressful, you know, any health concerns. And Warren's is the kind of place, but man, it's a healing place. So definitely yeah. It's just a worth a trip. Like, if you're having to go visit the doctor, that's always tough and stressful. It's the kind of place where you can go unwind and, you know, pick up some wonderful Amistad salvia. Really
that
cool spot.
Very good.
Hey, well, thanks for calling in, Dan. Appreciate the call. And hey, cool name. Right, yeah, Dan. I'm Danny. He's Dan. We're, you know, hey, the Dans. So, yeah, that's awesome. So you guys are carrying this stuff. You know, for a long time, it was really hard to find.
Yeah, and, you know, it's brother or cousin, black and blue. That's another really pretty one. Mm. It's real hard to find that blue in nature. So that's a pretty one, too.
Yeah, that's awesome. You guys, y'all carry a ton of native plants, a ton of really great plants for wildlife. I know that's one of your passions, Diane, is bees, butterflies, pollinators, even the native ones, the ones that are kind of underrated, the black and yellow bees. I know it's something you care about a lot and y'all really invested in. So what's going on at Warren's? What's happening up there these days?
So we're getting ready for fall. We've got our fall festival coming up on October 6th, but I'm really excited about, we've got a fall vegetable class on September 1st. And a lot of people don't realize that you can really grow some great fall vegetables throughout fall and winter, really. I also think that fall vegetables, edibles are really ornamental as well. So I like to use the red cabbages, and I like to use Swiss chard. I like to use, mustard greens, the kales. In my annual garden, along with my annuals, because they're very striking. A lot of them get quite large, have lots of great color, and you can have edibles and annuals together.
Absolutely. I mean, the big and bold things like kale, and not the ornamental kale or cabbage, but the real edible kale or cabbage. That is so cool. Right. Man, that is awesome. So if you are up in Kingwood, you for sure go visit Warren Southern Gardens, great veggie selection. That class sounds awesome. So next Saturday, September 1st, Labor Day weekend, sign up for that.
Right.
That's good stuff. So if you're not in Kingwood and you find yourself down in the Richmond area, thinking of going for a visit to Enchanted Forest or Enchanted Garden. So the Enchanted Nurseries are kind of our newest co-op member. And really, it's amazing for us because we get these two places as one. So you have Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. So basically, they kind of are on both sides of Richmond. Head down to Richmond, turn right to go to one, turn left to go to the other. I think these places are gorgeous. They're big, which is really cool. That means they have tons of plants, tons of pots, great signage, tons of great fertilizers, soil amendments, ways to like really get your plants growing that you get there. Enchanted Forest does this cool thing where you can kind of go in there, pick out your plants, pick out your really good looking pot, and they will guide you, but you can build your own under expert guidance, build your own container potting, which is so cool. It's such a great idea that you can just kind of do it there. They've got the tables all set up for you. The owners, family endeavor, three generations. I met one of the grandsons that works there. Really great kid, great guy. So fun to see a teenager, or maybe even a little bit older than a teenager. Don't want to assume anything. Just be excited about gardening. Be excited about the landscape and nursery business. You don't really think about this younger generation getting into it, but there's a ton of young people that want to have their hands in the dirt. And man, Enchanted Forest is such a great place to kind of take them. Judy, Joey, and Danny are all just top-notch, wonderful people, just amazing folks. So if you're down in the Richmond area, consider going to Enchanted Forest. Just a beautiful place. If you get there, look for Judy. She's the one who runs that one. Joey runs Enchanted Gardens, which is also gorgeous. And Danny kind of manages their landscaping wing, which is known as Enchanted Landscaping. So really cool stuff. Check them out, myenchanted.com. You're going to love it so much. They're passionate people. They love the environment. They love educating and teaching about our bonds with nature. So really cool stuff. So myenchanted.com.
The great outdoors. It's where landscaping and lawns live. When summer sizzles, they're not going inside for relief from scorching heat. No, they're counting on you. Get landscaping and lawns the help they need. Add MicroLife organic fertilizer. It enriches soils and plants with billions of beneficial microbes and over 100 minerals. MicroLife granular and liquid fertilizers, providing plants in the great outdoors with what they need to thrive all summer, meaning they'll use less water. MicroLife, making life better. See how. Visit microlifefertilizer.com.
What a blessing to have my home filled with beautiful natural light. Innovative skylights helped us go from dark and gloomy to bright and beautiful with new skylights. Innovative skylights installed several Velux sun tunnels in the hallway and a Velux solar venting skylight in the kitchen. Amazingly, we just got a 30% tax credit on our kitchen skylight, practically paying for the skylight. Thank you, Innovative Skylights.
Call 713-466-1551 or visit InnovativeSkylights.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
All right, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are rounding up our time with Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens. And next up will be Shara Hare from Plants for All Seasons. But we're going to go to a call. You can be a caller, 713-572-4610. Gerardo, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
I have a question about weed killers in light of the news about how some of them may cause cancer. Mm. I've used some that they work really well, but I'm getting vetoed on being able to continue using that. Do you guys have any other types of home weed killers that would work?
Yes, we do. Diane?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of using Roundup, so I try to use horticultural vinegar. It depends on how rampant the weeds are through your garden or through your lawn. The healthier your soil is, the less weed issues you're going to have. So using MicroLife, putting down compost, that's going to contribute, making sure that your lawn and garden drains well. That's going to help. But if you've got weed issues, you can use horticultural vinegar to spot treat those weeds. And also using a pre-emergent 2 or 3 times a year, which coats the weed seed so it doesn't germinate. That's a good way to get it under control so that in the future, you're not going to have to worry about using a product like Roundup.
And Diane, if I can add on, the vinegar is great. It's 20% vinegar. It's not just vinegar from your house, but vinegar from your house will do some good damage to the weeds. Now, anytime you have weeds in a bed and you're putting down weed killer, you're worsening the soil. And so really your best bet is to kind of hand weed and then put a heavy layer of mulch down. And that heavy layer of mulch will improve the soil and kind of smother your weeds. So if you're dealing with on kind of walkways, gravel driveways, things like that, vinegar's great, but there's a product called Miramichi that's also really great, and it's natural, it's organic, it works really, really well. So those are two good options.
Where can you get that Miramichi?
You know, I think I would just encourage you to buy it online, or go to, you guys sell it? Plants for All Seasons sells it. Diane, do you guys sell it?
We don't, but I'm definitely going to look into it.
But if you pop up to Warren Southern Gardens, they have enhanced vinegar. They have horticulture vinegar. They have some really great options for you, Gerardo. Thanks so much for the call, man. It is a tough deal. We're running out of options that are good for us, but, you know, there are good ones. So just keep that in mind. Well, Diane, we're out of time. Thanks so much for being on here. You're a true garden pro.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. You're welcome. No, you dished out incredible knowledge for an hour. I'm the one thanking you. It's awesome. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. In the next hour, we'll pick up Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons. Feel free to give us a call, 713-572-4610. Big thanks to Diane Blonowski. Big thanks to all those callers in the first hour. And we are on to the 8 o'clock hour. At 9 o'clock will be Tom Tynan. Our beloved Tom Tynan. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This time last year, H-Town became Harvey Town. Remodeling took a back seat to restoration. But that was then. Now we're beautifying our homes again. Give your projects a boost at the House Beautiful Show, back for its 16th year. September 8th and 9th at Woodlands Waterway Marriott. Over 200 home improvement pros, expert speakers, and Home Show Radio, broadcasting live all weekend. Danny Milliken and the Home Show Garden Pros, Saturday 7 to 9, and Tom Tynan from 9 to noon. Doors open at 10 a.m. both days. Parking is free, and discount coupons are available. Click the House Beautiful link on homeshowradio.com. Home Show Radio will return in a moment.